I've been at the farmer's market early Saturday mornings the past couple of weeks with a group of people working to help homeless teens in Las Cruces. Or, to be more precise, almost at the farmer's market. We're set up at the Dragonfly restaurant, whose owners have been incredibly helpful to us. It's all to promote an event taking place on May 10th at the Convention Center to benefit Project Link Homeless Education. The event organizers are my classmates in an annual leadership class sponsored by the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce. Yes, I know. Readers of this column may remember that I wasn't a big fan of the Bill Allen-led chamber. But times have changed. This is the Debbie Moore-led chamber. And the class has been a lot of fun, even if I cringe a little bit at the very concept of leadership training. Every class does a community project. Last fall, a few of my classmates met with Yoli Silva, coordinator of Project Link, which assists homeless students attending Las Cruces Public Schools. She gave an overview of the situation and told personal stories about the many teens who have fallen through the cracks, too young for adult services, but too old for the family services available for younger children. They're left sleeping in cars, on friends' couches, any place they can, all while trying to keep up in school. My classmates were deeply touched, and once the rest of us heard their stories, so were we. I interviewed Silva and James Sasek for a story in January highlighting their work to help the homeless. At that time, she told me there were 600 to 700 students in the district who had been identified as homeless, and likely many more that they didn't know about. Children are afraid to ask for services because they think they'll end up in foster care, separated from brothers and sisters, she said. I can't imagine going through that period of life with the extra burden of being responsible for taking care of the basic needs of food and shelter every night. And so, we're trying to do what we can to help. Our big event will have live entertainment, a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. Tickets are available at the chamber and at our tables on Saturday morning. We'll also be at the Walmart on Rinconada. We are taking donations of clothing, especially clothes that one could wear to a job interview, and other necessities, and of course, cash donations. If you can help, come look for us Saturday mornings. Everything we collect will stay here in town, and we'll go to the organization that is already making a real difference for Las Cruces teens. For my weekly commentary, this is Walt Rubel.